Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim daf Memhei, and we continue in the story of Bnei Beseira. Here in the Yerushalmi, they're called Ziknei Beseira, and the Bavli, they're called Bnei Beseira, the leaders of the community. In Yerushalayim, before Hillel came along, and they gave over their leadership. So we know also one of the midos of the Memchez Dvarim, Shatorah Niknes Behem, is Makir Es Mekomo. So they obviously were Makir Es Mekomam. They realized that Hillel was the one that was the power and the one that was more deserving of being the monarch position, so they gave it over to them. Amazing. And that's what the Meiri, we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur, towards the end, where the Meiri says, if you're a monarch and you realize someone else should be monarch, it's very hard to give it up, as we'll see on today's daf. But they gave it up amazingly. They gave up the keter of manhigut. So we'll see that a little bit later as well. So we're in the middle of the limud. So Hillel said to them, of course it is docha. Erev Pesach, Shachal B'Shabbos. Of course, the current Pesach is docha Shabbos. Which part of the current Pesach? That was the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Eilu Dvarim. We're in Perak Eilu Dvarim, the sixth Perak of Pesachim. Eilu Dvarim, the following activities are docha Pesach, Shchita Zrika, Michloi, right? All the hekter, all the halachas, all the parts of the process that have to be done that day, those are the ones that are docha. So Hillel said it, just like the Karban Tamid, just like the Karban Musaf. And they said, oh yeah, we don't believe you. Amarnik, Faramanu, Shish Mim Chatochelos, the last line. Well, we told you, you're saying that, but how do you prove it? So Hitchel Dorish Lahan, so Hillel starts by saying, I'll prove it to you, Mehekish, Umi Kavachomer, Umi Xerashava. Hekish, Kavachomer, and Xerashava. So here the word Hekish doesn't really mean Hekish. Here Hekish means Mamatsinu. Mamatsinu is the lowest level comparison. Mamatsinu means, yeah, let's compare these two things. A Mamatsinu could be shot down by any slight difference that you could find between the two areas. That's what the Gemara is going to do. A real Hekish, you know, Amish even Allah Hekish, the Gemara says. That's not what we're talking about here. You look at the Pnei Moshe on top. The Pnei Moshe says, Hekish Amarta. Ve'ein ze Hekish Mamish. Shein Meshivan Allah. This is not a real Hekish that you don't ask any kashas on. Delo Matsinu, Bakas of Shehikshu. Because you don't find in the Pasuk that they were Hukash. Ela Bebinyanav, Ubamem Matsinu Ka'amrit. Right, that's the, it's not a real Hekish. We do also have the concept of smuchin. Hekish is where two things are found together in the same pasuk, right? So you compare the two, and they're connected somehow, right? You have the same pasuk. You have as ish imo vavivti rov eshab sosei tishmoru. So you have Shabbos and kibud avayim mora avayim in the same pasuk. So the Chazal darshim, what's that about? But so Hekish is in the same pasuk. Smuchin are in two different sukkim. Everybody agrees to the concept of Hekish. Smuchin, that's a machlokas. That's a machlokas whether you're darshin and smuchin or not in the first four books of the Torah. In Sefer Dvarim, everybody agrees you darshin smuchin. Tosfos points out this difference between smuchin and Hekish. That's Tosfos and Sukkah on Daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, Tosfos says, smuchin, hainu, shnei mikros ha-smuchin ze la-zeh. Nitnu lidrosh min ha-Torah, quoting the Gemara in Yevamos, smuchin min ha-Torah minayin. Shenemar smuchin la'ad olam asuyim be'emes v'yashar. Hekish, dahainu shnei dvarim hamukashim bepasuk echad. Right, so that Hekish is stronger, so to speak. And Hekish, that's a real Hekish. But that's why Hekish here does not mean Hekish. But so Hillel says, I'll prove to you that Pesach is docha Shabbos based on a Hekish, a Mamatsinu, based on a Kavachomer, based on a Xerah Shava. Interesting, if it's going in this order, so it sounds like it's going min hakal el hakavit. Right, you've been the weakest type of limud, Mamatsinu, and then you get a Kavachomer, and then an Xerah Shava. Kavachomer, as we know, is based on logic. It's the only one that's based on logic, pure logic. And Xerah Shava is the strongest of the bunch. Xerah Shava, we have the two psukim in the different places in the Torah, and we compare them. So we'll talk about that soon. So let's get into it. So Mehekish Kavachomer Xerah Shava. Mehekish Ho of the Tom. It's what's the Hekish? What's the Mamatsinu, the comparison, Ho of a Tamid carbon seabor, of a Pesach carbon seabor. Right? After all, they're both carbon as seabor. Tamid is a carbon seabor, and Pesach is a carbon seabor. Interesting. Is Pesach a carbon seabor? Well, if the Gemara assumes, yeah, Ma Tamid carbon seabor v'docha Shabbos, a Pesach carbon seabor v'docha es Shabbos. They're both carbon seabors, and they're both docha Shabbos. You look at the Rambam's Hakdama to Kadshim, the Rambam discusses the as we have mentioned, he has a beautiful Hakdama, very comprehensive Hakdama to Kachim, and a very comprehensive Hakdama to Taharos. So if you look in the Hakdama to Kachim, that's where he talks about all the different types of Karbanos. And the Rambam says that he splits up into different categories. He talks about Karbanos Tzibur. What's a Karban Tzibur? The Rambam says different types of Karban Tziburs that he says, where's the line I want to find? Hakarbanos de'achlakim ba'ofan achir la'arba sukim. Karban sibur, karban yachid. Karban sibur ke'ein karban yachid. For karban yachid ke'ein karban sibur. That's an unbelievable even formulation, right? The Rambam doesn't get that from Chazal. He gets it from his own categorization. Karban sibur, karban yachid, he gets from Chazal and the Torah. But then he says karban sibur ke'ein karban yachid. For karban yachid ke'ein karban sibur. So what are these? So he goes through Karban Tzibur, we know. Karban Yachid, we know. Right, Karban Yachid, he says there are five types of Karban Yachids. And then he has the last two categories. Chelek HaShlishi, Shez Yishayev Karban, B'matza Mesuyam B'mamono, V'zeo HaBachor V'amayser Behema, U'shneim Domen L'shlamim, V'chulu. And then he has the Sug HaShlishi, here it is. Sug HaShlishi, Hu Karban Tzibur, Ke'ein Karban Yachid. A Karban Tzibur, which is like a Karban Yachid. For example, Par Helam HaDavar Shal Tzibur. Right, it's a carbon seber, but it's like a carbon yachid, because Bezda brings it on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Right, it's Avru Kabisha Biyarnu Vachulu. And then he has Vasug HaRevi, the fourth type of carbon. He has this as a category, because it's his own category. Vasug HaRevi, carbon yachid, ke'ein carbon seber, who carbon pesach. Carbon Pesach, the Rambam calls carbon yachid, ke'ein carbon seber. Why carbon yachid? Everybody has to eat a piece. Every Karban Tzibur is only one. Karban Tzibur means one on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Karban Pesach is, no, it's a everybody eats one, but it's still Ke'ein because everybody does it. Wow. Who Karban Pesach? Sheshochet kol adam biyom arba asar ben isan. V'chein par chatas v'ayil ha'ola shemakrav kohen gadol. Biyom sam kippur. He compares it, the Karban Pesach is like the par chatas and the ayil that the kohen gadol brings. Even there, there's only one. But he calls that a carbon yachid ke'in carbon seber, like carbon pesach. Uparze nikra par yom kippurim, vu shabo shenemer bazos yavo aron ala kodesh, v'chulu. So our Gemara here just says, carbon pesach is a carbon seber. It's not so pashut. Not so pashut, right? There's in terms of the categorization, but that requires a whole shir by itself, the categorization of carbon pesach, but here, we have it, at least in the Mamatzina level. So that's the first line that the Hillel said. Mikal v'chomer. Mikal v'chomer is the next. We know from a Kal v'chomer that it should be doche. Ma im tamid shein chayav on asiyasu kares. If the karban tamid, where I'm not chayav on asiyasu here means not doing it. If the karban tamid, which I'm not chayav on not bringing the karban tamid kares, doche as a Shabbos tamid is not so chomer, and yet is doche Shabbos Pesach shachayav on asiyasu kares. Pesach which you're chayav for not doing it kares, then eino din sheyidches a Shabbos surely should be doche Shabbos. That's the Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer, as we know, has unique halachos amongst all of the other limudim. As the Gemara says, it's a machlokes between brises, first off in Baba Kama, in the Bavli, ein on shemin adin, or on shemin adin. But there are those opinions that say we do not punish based on the Kal v'chomer. And the question is, why not? Kal v'chomer is just like any of the other limudim, the hermeneutical tools, as all the other ones, Hekish, Zerah Shava, we punish based on all these limudim. Why not based on the Kal v'chomer? So that's a question in the Rishonim. If you look in the Lekach Tov, which we like to quote the summary, Klal Beis, the Lekach Tov quotes three main ones or four different ideas about why is it that ain't onshin min hadin. Number one, he says, Midi b'Torah, because that's the din. Why? Because. Right? No answer given. Midi b'Torah is part of the misora of being able to darshan. A Kal v'chomer is that you cannot have a onesh based on it. Number one. Number two is kivan da halamad b'kal v'chomer chomer tamim enam alamed al kain ulai enu miskaper b'onesh asher limalamed. Right? Number two is if the whole thing is based on chomer, this is aser, then surely this is aser, but in terms of an onesh, maybe the second thing, the lamed, is so chomer that the onesh is not going to help. the onish is not going to kill. V'kima she'ein miskaper ba'onish asher l'malamed, and since an onish is not going to help, we only give an onish that's based on kapara. But if it's not going to be kapara, we don't give the onish. L'chein, ein l'hanisho b'chinam, she'taklus kal onish hu rak l'kapara sachote. U'kimavura tam is a marsha, right? He quotes the marsha. The marsha in Sanhedrin is based on a smog, right? That's where the Gemara that says, if somebody gives some of their children to Molech, then it's gonna be Chai Misa. So we say only if you give some, Mizarov, or Kol Zarov. If somebody gives all their children to Molech, then they're not gonna be Chayef. And the Shaila is, really? What do you mean? If you give some of your children, if you give all your children? So the Smog says, yeah, exactly. God will have an omen. So, if somebody gives all their children and wipes out their future, so then the Chai Misa is not even gonna help you, and therefore you don't even give the punishment. God will have an omen. So maybe that's the same thing as Einon Shemin Adin. Right, the Kesef Mishnah quotes this smog in Hilchas Eidus when it comes to Kasher Zaman Velo Kasher Asa. Right, there are a couple of other applications of this. But that's number two. So why Enosh Ben Adin, either Midi Batorah or God Love an Omen, so it's so bad. Or number three, Shema Yesh Pircha Ala Kavachomer. Maybe there's a Pircha, meaning Kavachomer is based on logic. So maybe your logic is flawed. Maybe your logic is wrong. So therefore, you can't say it. You can't kill somebody, punish somebody based on the Kavachomer. And the Lekach Tov quotes various nafkaminas. Latam de hamida misura kach yesh lomer de mamon on shemin adin. What about by mamonis? Do you make somebody pay based on the Kavachomer? So maybe if you say it's a midi batara, maybe by mamon on shemin adin, the mamon in nikra onesh. Maybe when it comes to mammon, that's not called onesh. That's called whatever he's chayiv, not onesh. And also, also, it's not shayach by mammon. But if you say it's based on yesh pircha, so maybe even by mammon, we would say enoshim and adim. There is a fourth idea that he suggests, and that is, again, his own svara. And he says, maybe based on v'hitzilu ha'eda. We know throughout Masechah Sanhedrin, we are commanded to try to always exonerate, to try to lean towards innocence when it comes to a din Torah. So maybe part of that is darshaning lakula. That's a big chiddush. Right? You might just say it has to do with like real life, like trying to figure out the case lakula. But he says maybe even the way we darshan should be lakula, and that's ein onshin min adin. Again, that's a big chiddush, but that's a suggestion that he has. Okay. Good. Let's continue regarding this. So again, Hillel says a hekesh, which is really a mamasinu, and then he says a kavachomer. Now we're up to gzera shava, the third one. Gzera shava by 10th line. Nemer b'tamid b'moado, v'nemer b'pesach b'moado. It says b'moado by both. Matamid shemer b'moado docha da Shabbos. Just like the by tamid is docha, a pesach shemer b'moado docha da Shabbos. So that's Hillel. Amrulo. So the zikane b'seira say back to him. B'kfar amarnu imiyish lo tochelas b'mavli. Didn't we already wonder if there's any hope with this Bavli? Why? Because we're going to ask you a kasha on each of these. Hekesh amar de yisdo tshuva. The hekesh, we have a kasha on. Again, that's what Pnei Moshe said. If it's a real hekesh, you can't ask any kashas. But this is a mamatzinu. Lo mamarta betamid shekein yisdo kitzva. Tamid, the Torah says tamid every day. So obviously it includes Shabbos. So you know inherently in the din Torah that it's going to be docha Shabbos because yisdo kitzva. Tamar bepesach shein lo kitzva. Pesach, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Pesach has to be on Shabbos, right? Maybe it'll never fall out, right? There's no specific din that Pesach on Shabbos. Tamid is always on Shabbos. It's Tamid. That's the name of the carbon. But Pesach she'en lo kitzva, right? And maybe it won't fall on Shabbos. Number one, Kavachomer she'amarte yesh lo shuvo. The Kavachomer, you're saying that Pesach is more chomer because it is kares. Lo mamarte betamid shukachim kachim. Tamid bePesach shukachim kalim, right? Tamid is more chomer. Tamid as a is only allowed to be eaten by Zichrei Kahuna in the Azara is Kachim Kachim. And Pesach is Kachim Kalim. So in terms of categorizations, it's more Kal. Gzereshava Shamart? Ain't nothing done. Gzereshava Miatzmo. You say Gzereshava? You can't make up your own Gzereshava. Again, the Maskana is going to be that it wasn't his own. But at this point, they didn't know that. So you can't say your own Gzereshava. So therefore, we knock out all of your reasonings. The Gemara says, "Ein on them dom gzereshava me'atzmo." As the Gemara says here, what's the rule? What's the exception? Some are familiar with the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos in Sukkah Lamed Aleph, the same Tosfos I quoted before about smuchin and hekish. That same Tosfos has an argument with Rashi about this rule. Ein on them dom gzereshava me'atzmo. So does that mean everything else you can darsha me'atzmo? What about binyan av? What about davar alame me'inyano? What about everything else? Meaning gzereshava ein on dom gzereshava me'atzmo. for sure. Kal vachomer, you're allowed to. That's based on svara. What's the rule? What's the exception? Is everything like zereshava that you need a mesora, or is everything like kal vachomer? You could do it yourself, except for zereshava. That's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosus. Rashi says sukkah laman aleph v'lo nitam lidrosh me'atzmo mikol yergim v'lmido shebatora nidreshes b'hen ela kal vachomer. Rashi says only kal vachomer. Everything else you need a mesora. And Tosus says no. Kol amidos adam don me'atzmo. You could darshan everything yourself if you're one of the chazal. Chutz b'gzereshava, de'eno don, elam kein limda me'rabo, except b'gzereshava, which you need a rebbe. V'hacha, and the Gemara, and the Tosa says what they're arguing about in that case in Sukkah. So machlokas, is kava chomer unique? Is gzereshava unique? The fact that gzereshava, you need a rebbe, says the Ramban, that's misvara. Interesting. Zereshava, that you cannot darshan yourself, that must be misvara. Why? Because the Ramban says. And other Rishonim after the Ramban quote this. And that is, if you write a large book like the Torah, it's impossible not to have words that repeat themselves. And if you're able to darshan whatever you want by yourself, you know, that could lead to tragedy in terms of psak, in terms of just darshan whatever you want. This is the Ramban in Shoresh Sheni and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Says the Ramban, Ubigzer Shava Hitzichu Bo Kabbalah Befureshes, Bibreshu Dover She Yachol Adam Lidrosh Bo Kol Hayom. The lister bo kol dini haTorah. You can undermine the whole Torah based on your own drushes. Ki atevos yichpulu b'Torah kama pa'amim. E efshar l'sefer gadol lios kulo b'milos mechudashos. V'nispare ze b'mekomos b'na Talmud she'amru adam don kavachomer mi'atzmo ve'en adam don gzer sheva mi'atzmo. Elam ken kilmei rabo. He doesn't give away his hand about what he says about Rashi Atosis because he just quotes these two extremes. So that's what the Ramban says. How could there ever be a question that Rishonim asked, that Meiri and Shavu Islama Gimel asked this, right? So how could there ever be a machlokas about a Gzeira Shava? Right? If the Gzeira Shava comes from a Rebbe and his Rebbe couldn't darshan it without his Rebbe, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, so how could there ever be a machlokas about a Gzeira Shava? So the Meiri, based on, again, earlier, I think the Ramban says it also, that no, not every detail of the Gzeira Shava was given. The certain words were given over. This word is used for a Gzeira Shava, which Parsha, do you connect this word to which other word? So then that's left a little bit based on logic also. The Gemara sometimes has machlokas. Which Gzeira Shava do you say? So the basis of the Gzeira Shava has to be Mesora, but then the application could be based on Svar. I saw an interesting, the Rambam. It's really a Tosefta. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin, in the seventh parak, discusses the concept of Shoal Ke'inyan. Right, asking timely questions, and who does the rabbi answer first if he's asked two questions at the same time? So that Tosefta, and the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Tamat Torah, in Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, says the Rambam, Shraim Sheshalu, Shal Echad Kenyan, Meshal Echad Shalo Kenyan, Niskakalinyan. He answered the Lamaisa case first. Maisa, Sheena Maisa, if one's Halacha Lamaisa, one's just Lamdis, Niskakal Lamaisa. Halacha Medrish, Niskakal Halacha. Medrash va'agada, niskachan le-medrash. Right, halacha beats agada. Hagada v'kal v'chomer, niskachan le-kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer v'gzeres shava, niskachan le-kal v'chomer. Interesting. If somebody comes to ask you about a kal v'chomer, somebody asks you about a gzeres shava, kal v'chomer first. Why is it kal v'chomer first? So I saw in the back, from Amudei, no, wrong one. From Torasan, where's the line I wanted to quote from? He quoted from the Rambam, the Or Hayashar, the Or Hayashar. Ulach Ora Halo Al Shneim Efshal LaHakshos. Right? Why is this Kavachomer win? Aval Kalpanim, he says a Kavachomer, which is all based on Svara. Then you should answer that first, because then you could really equalize one Svara versus one Svara. Zereshava is harder. Kedein Lo Kabbalah Meirabo. Right? It's harder to argue on that. So that's what the Or Hayashar, you know, discusses this. This case. Okay, so we have the three, right, the kashas that are asked on the words of Hillel, right? The Ziknei Beseira are standing their guns and trying to defend themselves. Rabbi Yossi Barbun, so once we're on the topic of Gzeirah Shavah, so Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Amar B'Shem Rabbi Yabar Mamal, Im Adam Don Ladun Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzmo, we changed that gears a little bit. If somebody dashes their own Gzeirah Shavah, as we just said, you could come up with the following wrong halachas, that a sheretz is betami ba'ohel, and the mace is betami with just a lentil size, and that's wrong. Why? Dudarish beged or, like zera shava, because both those words appear by both. But you can't say that because that's wrong. We skip the next three lines. Rav Chaim Kanievsky tries to work it out, but the Karbonei, the others take it out. So we skip three lines. And we have the same type of svara mentioned. Rabbi Yossi bar Bun b'shem Rabbi Yivah bar Mamal. L'kayim Talmudo. A person could dash gzeira shava to be mekayim what he already learns from his Rebbe. You could find smachim, right? Asmachta, the Karban Eda says. Ain hefsid bedavar. There's no risk. There's nothing lost. Shari belav hachi hadin kein. Because even without your limud, the halachi is like this. Vein gzeira shava zu. El l'smoch ba'alma. So you could dash an gzeira shava just to support. It's not a real gzeira shava. It's a siman, not a siba. Vein adam gzeira shava levatal tamuto. But you can't dash an gzeira shava to go against your mesora. Rabbi Yosi bar Bum b'shem Rabbi Yivah bar Mamal. Adam don kav chomer la'atzmo. Vein adam don gzeira shava li'atzmo. As we just saw, kav chomer yes, gzeira shava no. Lefichach meshivin mi kav chomer vei meshivin gzeira shava. That's why you can ask a kash on a kav chomer. But you can't ask a kash on a gzeira shava. Afal pi. So this period, so now we get back to the brisa of what our story was. Even though Hillel, Darshan, all day he discussed with them, and again, it sounds like this story happened on Erev Pesach. Why didn't they try to figure this out earlier? Very unclear. You would have thought this conversation should have happened earlier, but it did. It did not. So we continue. Says they were arguing the whole day until what happens. Until he says, Yavo Eli, you know, Yisurin should come upon me. If the following isn't true, it's a Misora. That's what the B'nai Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmiim, the Zikmei Besera, they wanted to hear. Shamati Mishmai Vavtalion. That's the source. Kima Cheshamu Mimenu Kain, Amdu Minu Oso Nasi Alein. Once they heard that, you have that from Misora, from Mishmai Vavtalion, so you know something more than us. They stepped down and they made him the Nasi. Kiva Shemino was so Nasi. Fine, and that very that's what happened. Interesting, some other sources, the Tosefta, the Avos Rebbe Nasan, which is, as we know, Avos Rebbe Nasan is an expansion in Pirkei Avos. Right, Avos Rebbe Nasan is, I think, 41 Prakim. Pirkei Avos is only 5. And in Perek Lamed Zion, that's where, as we know, Perkei Avos, I think the fifth Perek, all that has the numbers, 7 of this, a 5 of this, and 6 of this. So also, Avos Rebbe Nasan also has that in Perek Lamed Zion. Many more than Pirkei Avos. So in Os Yud, Sheva Midos Darash Kahilel Hazakin Lefnei B'nei Besera. There were 7 Midos. Really, Argamar only has 3. But there were 7 things that Hillel tried to convince them with. Elohim, Kavachom, Xerah Shava, Binyanav, Kalu Prat, Prado Klau, Kayotzi Bobo Makam Acher, Dover Halame Meinyano. All those. Elu Sheva Midos Shadarash Hillel Hazakin Lefnei B'nei Besera. So again, that's the, we don't have all of those explicitly, maybe in some of the other sources, but not in the Avos Rebbe Nasan. So he became the Nasi. Once he became the Nasi, even though, you know, on Hillel's level, this must have been a problem. He starts getting upset at them, like, why didn't you know this halacha? Right? The again, Hillel was the an of Mikal Adam, but he was doing this L'shem Shemayim L'chora. Or Mi Garm Lachem L'tzorach Habav Liazeh. Why did you need me? Lo Al Shaloshim Ashem Shnei Gedoli Ador Olam Shmaya Vavtalion Shayosh Meis Lachem. Why don't you search Shmaya Vavtalion? Meaning, it seems like Hillel learned by Shmaya Vavtalion in your Eretz Yisrael, then went back to Belleville for a bunch of years, and now came back. And he's saying, why didn't you study with him? The Kivat Shikinter B'Dvarim, but because he got a little bit too upset at them and held himself a little bit on his level too high, Nel Mahalachem Imenu. So he forgot the following halacha, right? The Karban Eda says, "Shayu dvarim shel yuhara v'chala misyaher chachmasu mistalekas mimenu v'nela mimenu." The following amrulos. They said, "Okay, fine. It's doche. My lasos la'am v'lo have yusakinim." But a lot of people didn't bring their knives. Maybe they didn't think that it was going to be doche. Amrulen halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. Wow, Hillel says, "Oh, I forgot. He was the gadol hador. How'd he forget?" So it must be because of the Chazalsi, because of this kintur. But he says, I have a strategy. Let's see what Am Yisrael does. Miyad kol misha yepischo tleh hayatoch v'bikizehaz also. People, whoever had a sheep, put their knife in the wool of the sheep. Gdi ayikosha bin karnav. And they put the knife in between the horns of the gdi. So the animal carried it themselves in an unusual way. Nimsu pischei mevim sakinei mimayim. The Karban Pesach themselves brought their knives. And when once Hillel saw this, he's like, oh, that's exactly the halacha. That's what you're supposed to do. You put it in there in the wool, so it's being brought, even though there's an isser of shvisas behemto, machamer, but here it's being done with a shinui, and therefore it is allowed. Rabbi Zira b'shem Rabbi Lazar, Reb Jira, the names of Reb Elazar, ends off the whole Gemara and to explain why didn't they trust him before he said, this is my Mesora, called Torah. She'in la beis av, ain't a Torah. Every halacha needs a Mesora. If it doesn't have a beis av, you come up with your own Svara, but it needs a Mesora. So we had a similar discussion back in Maseches Peah as well, right? Because the Gemara here says, what did Hillel say? Why don't you look at the Am Yisrael? Ein neviim heim, b'nei neviim heim. So that's a lashon that's used similar. At the end of Maseches Peah, we had kol halacha shiro fefes, right? Any halacha that's weak and you're not sure about, go look what Klal Yisrael does. A similar type of a lashon we discussed there. It's a lot more, but we have to continue. Taman Tanin on the Mishnah says a Maseches Para, right? We just said you could put the knife in the animal. So we're going to learn Karban Pesach halachas to paraduma and vice versa. Rachav aleha, we know a paraduma is not allowed to be worked, right? Lo aleha ol. Rachav aleha, if you ride on it, nishan aleha, you leaned on it, nitzla biznav of avarbas anar, you hold onto its tail to cross the river. Keep aleha samosera, you folded extra saddle piece on the back. Nasan taliso aleha, you put your talis on epsula. All of these are unneeded malachas for the animal, and therefore it's puzzle. Avakasha b'mosera, but if you tie it on the saddle that it's needed for its basic safety, asa b'lasandal b'shoshlo tachlik, or you gave it some type of shoe so that it doesn't slip, piris taliso lebebedeis hazvuvin, or you put covering on it because of the flies, kshera, meaning, what's the rule? Ze'aklal, kashu letzarcha kshera, anything you do for the animal itself, the paraduma, it's kasher, letzarcha cher psula, but if it's for your own, tzarech, it's puzzle. So what do you learn from there? We had this earlier in the Yerushalmi. Right? You learn from Karan Pesach to Paraduma and vice versa. You learn Paraduma from Karan Pesach from what we just said. Right? They carried, the Karan Pesachs carried their own knives and they didn't passel it. So it would be the same thing with Paraduma. And the opposite. Any avoda that is l'shem the carbon and not for the person, so then it's not an avoda, and that's why you're allowed to put the knife on the back. Forget Hilchas Shabbos. What about Hilchas Hana'a or Hishtamshus B'Karban? It's not a problem because it's the Sarach of the Karban. V'yata l'nai de'chola. Why don't you make a whole circle? Why do you have to do this whole tzorech of carrying the knife in the back just to make a circle of people? So we had a discussion about that in Shabbos. El Rabbi Imi. You think it's like Rabbi Imi who does not allow a circle of people to enclose the area? I feel the same like Rabbi Simon. No, even if you say that it would be allowed, Kishim Shenel Mazu, Nel Mazu. Maybe he'll forget this halacha too. If he forgot the basic halacha, he would forget this heter as well. Amar Rabbi Avun. Rabbi Avun asked the obvious question. How'd they forget? V'haloi efshar l'shnei shavuos. Shelo yachul arbas arlios b'Shabbos. Right, what, 14 years, and there was no, some say 19 years, but there had to be some Erev Pesach on Shabbos. V'lo menasam halacha mehen. How did they forget? K'deilitin g'dolo le'Hillel. There was a simple pshad, it was siyata d'shmaya, so that Hillel could come onto the scene. Like the Gemara says in the Bavli, how did David do the Avera? How did the B'nai Dor Dea do the Egel? K'deilitin makom for later generations. Here, k'deilitin g'dolo le'Hillel. There's a lot that we could talk about, but we'll continue now. Amr b'manam anas shames mir b'yudin umin kol rabbanan. I heard the following: b'bnei manu agim bezdin shalamatan b'chavod. Why do you give honor to a lower bezdin? Shlo yirba machlokas b'yisrael. So there's no machlokas. What does all that mean? Many different pshatim. What that means? Number one, it means maybe the b'nei b'seira showed kavod for Hillel, who was lower at the time. So there's no machlokas, and they made Hillel in charge because they knew he knew the most. Or what maybe it means that you should never say that you're greater, right? You should. How do you know you should show kavod, right? So nobody should say that I'm always the better. You see here, nobody held themselves higher than the other one. Hillel did afterwards, and he was a little punished for it. A great line says the Gemara. There were three. There were three that put down their crown in Olam Hazeh. And the Yarshin did an Olam Haba. Ve'elohen Yonatan ben Shaul, Yonatan, right, the Shaul, who should have been the king, but he moved over for David. Elazar ben Azariah, the story with it, he became the Nasi, and then Rabbi Gamliel came back, and he allowed himself to come back. Ve'ziknei b'seira, all three of these great leaders allowed themselves to be usurped by someone else. Says the Gemara, at least on two out of the three of them, maybe it's not so simple. Yonatan ben Shaul, Rabbi La, afilu nashim echari akaryan. Rabbi La says, even the women, the gossipers behind the looms in the shuk, Yodos Hayesha David Asid Limloch. Everybody knew the devil was going to be the king. So Yonasan, why did he move away? He knew he would lose. So there's no raya from Yonasan. even though they were the friends, Ahava Shein Etulia B'davar, Elazar ben Azariah Tanyin Havei. Elazar ben Azariah Tanyin. Many pshatim. What is Tanyin? Some say on the page, well, there was a t'nai. He was never a permanent leader. It was a t'nai until Rabbi Gamliel was going to get back. One. Two. Others say, no, he was shared the position. He was sheni, says the Karbat Eida. So he never was totally demoted. So that's why it's different. If you look at Chaim Knievsky, he has he says the t'nai pshat. If you look at the Pnei Moshe, he says, he was, they took turns. Similar to the Karbat Eida, who has another pshat. Good. This line says, "Less chadak is it going to be saver? They're the only true ones. Why? The Shar and Garma Minis Yusa they went down from their Nisius Umanune Nasi and they made Hillel into the Nasi. Rabbanan the case on Amrin. Afar Bichanina the Sipor and Rabbi Mana. Another example: Rabbi Chanina let Rabbi Mana be the head. Amr Rabbi Shua ben Kavsoi. We're not sure exactly who this rabbi is, but he says, "Kol Yama Yisi Borech Ben Asrara. I used to run away from power and position." But you know what? Achshav shenichnasti, now that I have the position, it's very hard to leave. Call me shubav v'mosieni v'kumkana v'mosieni, whoever wants to be motzi me from this position, v'kumkama zeh, with this hot water kettle, ani yoredlo, I'm going to pour this on him. As a figurative. V'kumkama zeh kove u'mafsiu u'mifachem bo, just like this kumkum will burn somebody and wound them and blacken them, kach ani yoredlo. Basically a chazal that says, you might not want positions of power, but once you're in a position of leadership of power, then it's hard to get rid of. Amr Reb Yossi Barbun, chas v'shalom davi boile. He really didn't want it. Don't say that about Reb Shua ben Chavusi was so selfish. Ela davi amr man yemer li dechorin mekadishim shemay dechvasi. He kind of said, you know, I think I could be the, it's still about power, but it's a little bit more l'shem shemayim. I think I'm the best one to be mekadishim shemayim this position. You know, who could do it better than me? So it makes it a little bit better. But either way, the reflection is that it's hard to give away positions, and it reflects the greatness of the Ziknei B'Seira. Okay, we'll stop here.